Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic Bee Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and you can also visit our website at www.theorganicbee.com. If you have any questions for our guests, there are many ways you can contact the show. You can post a question on our wall on Facebook, Skype us, send us a tweet on Twitter to @TheOrganicView, or you can contact me directly at June Stoyer. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@TheOrganicView.com. Neonicotinoids have become a household name in the world of gardening as the global decline of our pollinators continues to make headlines. As defined by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, neonicotinoids are a class of insecticides with a common mode of action that affects the central nervous system of insects, causing paralysis and death. Mainly used as a seed treatment in agriculture, these systemic pesticides are also found in a myriad of gardening products, such as plant treatments and pre-treated nursery plants. In a recent press release by Friends of the Earth, neonicotinoids have been the focus of a plea urging consumers to avoid purchasing, quote, bee-friendly plants from garden centers in the United States, namely Lowe's and Home Depot, which are two of the largest chains. However, what many people do not know is that bulbs are also treated with systemic pesticides. On today's show, Yaron Komen, president and co-founder of EcoTulips, will discuss the use of systemic pesticides on tulips and other bulbs. So I would like to welcome to the show Mr. Yaron Komen. Good afternoon, Mr. Komen, and welcome to the show.
Hello, June.
Can you please share with our audience a little bit about yourself and how you came to founding EcoTulips?
I grew up in Holland on a tulip farm, and after my studies, I decided to go to the United States. I have three older brothers, and so I have been always the little brother in the family, and I was thinking that I want to do something on my own, and America was a nice challenge for me. So for this reason, I moved 6 years ago to the United States, and I worked for a large flower operation. I was the grower over there, and from that place, that was at the west coast of America, and from there I moved to Virginia, and here I met Carrie-Anne. Carrie-Anne became my wife later, and she has been a green girl all her life, and we decided together to start our own business, and I had my passion for tulips, and she has a passion for being green and good for the environment, so it was a wonderful combo, and from there we started EcoTulips 5 years ago. Or 4 years ago, that we are in our fifth season now.
Thank you. Can you also share with our audience why Holland seems to be the destination for plants and flowers?
Yeah, this is actually, I think, something not everybody knows, but about 800 million bulbs are imported from the Netherlands to the United States every year. Holland has a history of being good in trading goods, and already 400 years ago they started to grow flowers like tulips, and from there it just has been growing and growing, and we have a very good climate in Holland to grow flowers like tulips, and so for this reason it became this big, and Holland is still the main country where the bulbs are produced. If you buy bulbs from any store here in the United States, and they are more likely produced in Holland.
Thank you. Why are systemic pesticides used on ornamental plants as well as bulbs?
Systemic pesticides are used For multiple reasons, they are used as insect control. So they call them systemic insecticides to kill the aphids who are harmed the plants, or also like there are systemic fungicides who get in the leaves to prevent fungus diseases. And I really believe that the systemic insecticides are a very bad development. Those pesticides they stay in the bulb, and actually last spring there was a new chemical on the flower bulb market allowed, and they call this a Movento, and this is a double two-way systemic insecticide. And when I read that, I really start to my stomach started to hurt, because this is for the first time that an insecticide is allowed what actually produces poisonous bulbs. The insecticide is going downwards to the roots to grow new bulbs with this insecticide in it, and I think that's a very bad thing. And in the past, I never have been very open about the pesticides used in the flower bulb industry. All my friends and my family, they are still conventional farmers, and I have a lot of respect for them, what they do, and I understand why they use pesticides. But right now, I really want to start educate people that there is no end to this. Like, we are talking a lot about neonicotinoids, and these pesticides are in Holland or in Europe banned for some crops. But when this pesticide will be banned, there will be new pesticides coming on the market. So I really think that it's time that the consumer is putting effort into this whole systemic insecticide issue, and really start to choose products which are not produced with those insecticides.
Thank you. For people that are not familiar with the process of planting tulips, for example, could you just share what the process is and when people should begin shopping for the bulbs and what they do thereafter?
Planting bulbs is a very easy easy process. They need to go in the ground in the fall, and they flower in the spring. And now I'm talking about fall planting bulbs, because there are also spring planting bulbs like lilies. But we are mainly a supplier of fall planting bulbs, and so it is a very easy process to plant them. You can plant between September and December. Stick them in the ground, and they come up in the spring.
Thank you. Now, as the gardener or landscaper or even homeowner is preparing for that fall planting, can you share with our audience exactly how these chemicals affect the bulbs as they're in their dormancy stage?
The double systemic insecticide where I'm talking about is a new insecticide, and the difficult part is that there's no way to know if the bulbs you buy at your garden center, if they are treated with this insecticide. So I would really advise gardeners and landscapers and everybody who's planting bulbs to go to an to a local independent garden center and ask them if they know those bulbs are treated with this insecticide. And the most sure way to have bulbs without this insecticide is to buy certified organic, of course.
Thank you. Can you also share with our audience a little bit about your company and your website so that when they do make decisions, they can have at least some guidance as far as what they should buy?
Yes, we have an organic flower bulb business. It is a very small business owned by my wife and myself. And our website is ecotulips.com. And we have also a wholesale website for landscapers and for people who want to plant in mass, and even also for garden centers who want to carry our bulbs. And that is ecotulipswholesale.com. And recently we added another part of our business, what is fundraising. And we really start to do this to help schools educate the children about organic farming. And so this program called ecoflowerfundraising.com, and here schools and churches and any organization who wants to raise money, they can sell our bulbs with a brochure or online, and they get then 50% of the profits. And we are really trying to give them a lot of information to educate them about organic farming and systemic insecticides, etc.
Yaron, thank you so much for your time and also for sharing your knowledge. I think as people make their decisions as far as what they're going to be planting this fall as well as next spring, there's a lot to be considered.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. And folks, thank you for tuning in. This has been June Stoyer with the Organic View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, everyone.